Up until August of this year, Ahmed was a colonel in the Syrian army. But when his village in Dara was hit by Bashar Assad's air force, he decided to cross the border into Jordan with his wife and five children to the Za'atari camp. He has since joined the Free Syrian Army. Ahmed blames Iran, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, and Hezbollah for the regime's survival.
Iran, Iraq, and Hezbollah are helping Assad. Most of the weapons that the Syrian army has are Iranian weapons, and the trainers are Iranian Republican.
Provocative actions.
The Pentagon has raised concern about the growing presence of Iran in Syria, saying it is training a militia to help the regime battle the rebels. At the French-run medical clinic, this man, who would not give his name, was shot by a sniper in Damascus and had his leg amputated.
I saw my cousin die. I saw a lot of people die. It's very bad. I want the president to go.
Other refugees describe scenes of slaughtered civilians and executed rebel fighters. Karen Whiting of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees says every night close to 500 refugees arrive at the camp.
So right now our focus is on getting the camp ready for winter. This means we need to either provide these prefabricated caravan units, something like what you see behind us here. And for those people whom we do not have enough or sufficient caravans for, we will be providing winterized tents.
Hundreds of thousands of Syrians have also sought refuge across the country's borders with Turkey, Lebanon, and Iraq. With Iran's support for Bashar Assad and Saudi Arabia and other Sunni countries, such as Qatar, backing the opposition, some fear that Syria could become the scene of a long civil war between Sunnis and Shiites that would destabilize the region. For refugees like Ahmad, a resolution leading to victory can come from any quarter.
Even if the action comes from Israel, we would accept it to get rid of Bashar. Israel, even in its fight with Gaza, did not kill as much as Bashar killed. Since the day of Israeli occupation, they did not kill as much as Bashar has killed.
The Assad government says it is trying to protect the Syrian people from the rebels whom it characterizes as terrorists. Sitare Sieg, VOA, Jordan.